This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
Okay, bronzer and blush.
Bronzer, blush. Favorite bronzer stick for blending rare beauty.
Okay. Yeah.
Have it on.
Because they blend like butter.
Does it? Okay.
So good.
Yeah.
That's what I have on today.
That's what I have on now.
That's what I have on.
Yeah. F it up fades, right?
It's like I just like throw it on and do this and it's done.
Yeah. So that's my favorite. And then blush, I've been digging the new Makeup by Mario has these new cream that makes the skin just like really dewy.
Okay.
Oh.
Powder blush, I love the House Labs.
House Labs. I haven't tried any House Labs yet. I'm into the Makeup by Mario. I use the contour, his contour stick.
I like that too.
I love that. That melts and blends so beautifully. I haven't tried Rare and I haven't tried House Labs.
If you think that Mario melts beautifully, the Rare is even easier. So I feel like I love the Mario as a makeup artist, but I feel like a client that doesn't really know what they're doing is easier to F that up than the Rare Beauty.
It can be kind of heavy if you don't blend it the right way. Okay, so the Rare is a little bit more blendable, but is it equally as long-lasting as the Makeup by Mario?
No.
Okay.
So I'm going out Makeup by Mario every day, Rare.
Okay.
And the blush, the Makeup by Mario blush that you were just talking about, it's a cream blush, you said?
Yeah, it's like it's this size. I don't have it with me. So this is the bronzer version.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Watch this, though. You want to see me turn into J-Lo?
Yes.
Let's do it.
We know you love a J-Lo moment.
I do. Not my body, though. I got Tallulah. I haven't tried it yet. Doing it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's see. Here she goes. Okay,
What this is a cream, and I want to get into my light. So this you put on, and I'm just using a big brush. And when you put this over your skin, look at that glow.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It instantly gives a sheen to the skin to a denser brush. Just whatever's in front of me, I'm lazy.
It's a sheen and it's a little bronzy and it's giving you a little color.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yes. That's beautiful.
So if that's another one that I'll put on like in a pinch just to give like a little more life.
Yep.
And is that like that's a cream or a powder? I can't tell. Like a hybrid?
Cream. And it gives like a...
So pretty.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Beautiful.
So this is the Makeup by Mario bronzer.
You can see the sheen a lot.
Gorgeous.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So pretty. I also did your
blush are just like that.
Oh, the blush is just like that. Okay. Yeah, I did the hack that you showed a while ago, the Rare Beauty. It's like a I think it's a highlighter, but it's like it's like the dark color, and then you do it.
Yeah, reflect.
Yes, and you use it and it almost looks like a bronzer and a blush together.
I love that.
Okay, highlighter.
Look at that, though. That went viral and it hasn't been back since.
Oh, yeah, wow. Like I said, I saw it and I got it right away.
This is what you do.
Yeah,
this is
Katie
what you
knows
do.
I'm a crazy person. So yeah, and I was using that for a while. I forgot about it. I'm going to use that again.
Put
Me it
too.
On. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, because it's like...
I don't show it, though, because it's never going to stop.
Yeah, but it's a good one. You just put it on. It almost looks like highlighter and it looks like blush and bronzer. You
blush,
don't need anything else.
Bronze, highlighter. In one.
Yeah,
nice.
it's
amazing.
They
need to get it back in stock.
Yeah, like I have the light one as a highlighter, and I never thought to use the darker one as like a different way to use it. Okay, highlighter, my favorite topic.
Highlighters are tough. I'm really curious about this one.
I don't like a sparkly highlighter as much as I like a dewy. So I love like the Merit Kava Stick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Westman Atelier Brulee. And they have another, just something that's more dewy.
Yeah.
I would rather, watch this. I'd rather take my lip gloss.
Oh, smart. Yep.
Ah.
And
it's a little
just
sheen.
Picks up the light right away.
Love that.
Yeah. Some sparkle situation. You see what that just did?
Yeah.
Right.
That is such a good
hack. If you're in a pinch, you got some lines on your eyes. You want to, the cheeks, boom.
What a genius hack.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yep.
Highlighter is tough because of the, I think, finding the right color for your skin tone. Because if it's too light, you can tell you've got it on. If it's too dark, it can make your skin tone. It doesn't. It, yeah. Or it like just, I don't know, changes your, you can make you orange. It can make you, you know, it's hard to find the right tone.
My favorite is doing the highlighter right in here.
Yeah, that looks great on you. When I do it, I look a little crazy.
I like it.
I like with a little eyeshadow.
Yeah, it just like brightens the eyes a little bit.
But definitely I like an easy one that will work on anybody is the Merit Kappa. It's just like, because it's a clear highlight. You take it with your hand, pat it on.
Oh, I don't know. Is that in the stick?
Yes.
I
is
have
that the one that we have?
I have
that too, I think. Yeah.
I haven't used it that much. I need to use it more.
It's in a white container.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit more dewy. It's
but
not.
They have a couple shades. I don't know if I have Kava. I might have like champagne or something. That might be. Don't they have a couple shades?
Kava is almost like
it's
clear.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have that one. Right, okay. Good to know. Talk about powder quickly because I just like can't do it. And Katie has been into the powder that you recommended.
I love your Makeup Forever powder, the twist. I love it.
I love it too.
Love it.
Oh, I'm right here.
You know, explain to us the genius behind this, because it has three different powders. What does each of them do?
They basically, I think it's just show because they just cancel each other. I think it's just like for the, because you got your basic translucent.
Right.
You have your orange and blue.
Okay.
But you know what orange and blue do? They cancel each other out.
Okay.
So I think it's just for the mesmerized, but
for the experience.
But does it, isn't the orange powder kind of like the pink powder that blurs a little?
Does it blur? It'll even out a little bit.
And then does the blue reflect the light? Is that right?
Once they mix each other, they kind of cancel. So the blue, it just kind of makes a little bit of a blur screen.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And then do you just do it lightly over the top with like a brush?
This is it. Oh, I just tried their brush, which I didn't even know I had.
Ooh.
You see this? It's very fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
The reason I say just the tip is not because of
her. it's the best.
It's because if you're using your products with just the tip, you will always have an airbrushed look.
Oh, okay.
So what I do, my eyes are still so puffy from take Benadryl this morning. My eyes were like swollen.
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
Okay. So you go in the middle and like buff out. I buff around. And then on the eyes, I'll touch really lightly, but I will never put a puff to my eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been doing that. I need to stop. Okay.
So it's just, and you do that at the ends of the whole
here.
Yeah.
Very end. And then just a T-zone around. Yeah. And what it does is when you get those areas, we get, you know, we have this.
Yes.
It's life. Someone said recently, I don't like the way you look with your new fillers. I'm like, I gained 10 pounds.
Oh, I saw that video. I was laughing so hard.
When people say that I'm so mad, I'm like, I gained 10 pounds.
You're like, there go. That's the filler.
Let's see. It just kind of like.
Yeah, wipes it away.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the look.
Yeah.
And it's just like a really light touch, it seems like. Like, I just practice
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
like,
just the tip. The tip is the light touch.
Just
the powders will last me years.
Because yeah, because you don't need a lot. I have the pink powder from Westman Atelier that you recommended.
That
so that's more pressed, but you could do the same thing essentially, right? You just
absolutely.
Yeah.
But this one's more glowy. So I like different powders for different reasons.
Right.
So when people say to me, like, you use a lot of stuff. Yeah, and I also have a lot of shoes.
Right.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like depending on the vibe of the day.
I don't wear the same jacket every day.
Right.
So I like the Westman Atelier. I love it for under eye. It's the only one that will not crease under my eyes and my blinds.
And how do you apply it with a brush? Right,
a small brush. I don't use the
big one. Yeah.
I use like a highlighter brush or something like a small version of this.
Right, and you just
And again, I just gently press lightly.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't know. I don't know when do I use translucent powder. When do I use like the compact powder that has a little bit of the skin tone to it. What are the differences between those two? When am I using
That's a good question. Okay. So translucent powder will lock in your makeup.
Okay.
If you're happy with your coverage. If you like a little more coverage, you might want to lock it. Someone with rosacea might want to lock in their makeup with something with a little more coverage.
Okay.
Now, take with you is a compact. Everyone says, why does my makeup break up throughout the day? Well, because we have skin. We're not statues. So the pressed powder compacts go in your bag, never comes out of your bag. And when you apply, because I was just thinking about doing a video on this too, because this is common. I don't have the pressed powder here, but I'll just show you. So when you apply it with the sponge, instead of rubbing powder, say you're throughout the day, and what breaks up? This breaks up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here. You get a little red here.
Yeah.
You get a little breakthrough spots. So you take it, and you just gently repress the areas that need to be corrected without disrupting the whole situation.
Okay.
And is this with like a matte powder?
I like to use a few. The Fenty powder foundation.
Uh-huh.
I use them as a powder. I don't use them as powder foundations. The L'Oreal 24 Hour, when it's hot out, is great for this.
Mm.
And the Makeup Forever, the powder foundation too. And
okay.
I just use it and it locks your makeup back in and it looks brand new.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a Laura Mercier compact powder that always stays in my handbag. And that's what, if I start to like, if I'm sweating and this is starting to melt away and I'm getting a little red here, but I've been wiping. I haven't been
patting.
And then
you're putting a hole and then you get like a weird kind of texture.
Yep. I need just to pat. Roll.
Take it and okay. just kind of roll it right over. And okay. you can kind of like this.
And do I need to replace that sponge that came with my compact that I've been using for a year?
I mean, I'm bad too. Somebody oh. called me, your brush looks dirty. I said, you just missed the part where I licked it. But yeah, just watch it.
Yeah.
So how do you come up with all these topics? And like, first of all, you have all these hilarious sayings like just a
so
tip
funny.
And
so funny.
Abracadabra. And, you know, like, how do you come up with these things? You just like are talking to people and you're like, oh, I should do a video on this. Or is it just kind of like.
Just whatever I think is useful, a tip of the day. And honestly, the things just fly out of my face. Like, I don't even
yeah.
know. That's why sometimes you see me laughing. Because I can't even believe what I just said. I remember I was a foundation so expensive it should come with dentures.
It's great.
Dentures.
That's amazing.
My husband is like, you are so crazy. Like the Abracadabra just came out. Over the river and through the hood, I've always said.
Okay.
Because
I always think of that when I'm putting on my eyeshadow, yeah.
Well, that's because I went to school to be a teacher first.
Yeah.
And you will remember, like what I say with the lashes, under the lashes, like wiggle it like a push-up bra, get under a lip, right? So there's certain things that you'll remember, you know, the apples falling from the tree. So that's why I do that. When I was training makeup artists, and I've been saying it for years, and teaching clients, I would write these things down to remember. I'd say, lift the eye like a sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it makes you remember.
Yeah,
it does.
It totally Absolutely. Does. Yeah, that you're right. That's like the teaching part. You said something the other day in one of your videos when you went really close and it like brought me back. Get a little closer. Like, no, remember that commercial? I was like, oh. I was like, oh my God, that is such a retro throwback. I love it. So funny. Right. They just live and they come yeah. out in random. Yeah, that's so funny.
One time I said something, I go, I just focus on the face because my body, it's all like flowers in the attic. Where that came from either.
That right. movie, oh my God. Dying. That's so funny.
So funny.
I remember watching that movie as a kid and then it's like so creepy.
Totally. Oh my God, I haven't heard that in
you know,
so long.
The jokes I said and the things I think just we would get.
Right, which is why it's like so funny and so relatable. I love it. So what is your family, like what does your husband and kids think of all of your TikTok
social media yes. success?
My husband's so supportive. He's proud. He loves when I make people laugh, like the biggest thing when we met and his parents met me, we were laughing so much. He goes, that's how I know this was the girl for you.
Aww.
So, you know, he's so proud. I went away when I hit my million, I had an event with L'Oreal and I came back and he had a big sign on the lawn.
Aww.
Like he's always been very supportive of my career. He's a teacher. So he is always, because he's home and has a stable schedule, it's always provided me to be able to travel and do my thing, even in retail when I was yeah. a regional director.
And right, you're running around.
Babies, he had to pick up the pieces. So he's always been like a major supporter. And my kids are funny.
Yeah, your daughter, I see her cameo on some of your vids when you go to Sephora and stuff. It's so cute.
Oh, he's just planning her career. She's going to keep making cameos on mine until she branches off.
They must think you're the coolest thing ever, by the way.
They do. They think I'm pretty cool. And even before all of this, I'm always funny. And I behave like a child. In my house, I'm called the fourth child. When they're like, can you help with homework? I'm like, oh, no, not it.
Call dad.
Yeah, girl math.
This stuff, like...
I mean, he is a teacher. I'd be saying, if I was a teacher,
I'd be like, it's on you.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your like favorite part of all of this? Like being the beauty queen that you are, what do you love about it? I mean, it's obvious, but what's your favorite thing?
I love, I've spent all this time away from my family and I missed out on a lot in my life because I chose a life of retail.
Mm-hmm.
And even as a regional manager director, I worked every weekend with my teams. Because I felt like I can't lead if I don't do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed out on birthdays. I missed out. I was the mom that was never there. I was never the class mom, never the PTA mom. So I love that this has allowed me to have that. But I love that it makes my sacrifice worth it.
Yeah.
Now, I used to do classes and I would teach clients. But I can teach a million people how to do their eyeliner. And it feels like everything I've learned over these, you know, close to 30 years, I'm actually using.
Yeah,
for sure.
It all worked out at the end of the day. It's all for a reason.
When you guys say like, my husband said I look beautiful, and not that you know, it matters to us. It's not that it's someone else thinking we're beautiful, but everybody stopped and asked me if I got my, you know, face work done. People, the young girls at work are telling me how beautiful I look. And it's just these stories that I keep hearing that you made me love makeup again. I'm not scared to try it. Like that is what, you know, of course I get the trolls and the people that say like stupid stuff, but I've been 20 something years in retail. You think I haven't been yelled at by better?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. There's trolls trolls are everywhere.
Screamed at in person. Yeah. Bosses torture me.
Right. You're like this, I can just
shot, you know?
I can just delete you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, bye, girl.
Yeah.
Someone was like, I'm going to unfollow you. I was like, what? I'm going to block you first.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who cares? Go do it. Sure. Let them.
And this is just a sidebar of that. I've been lately, you know, I do collabs and people are like, oh, you got paid for this. And how dare you? And I'm like, you know what? I'm an industry professional.
Right.
For almost 30 years. You should be happy. It's me endorsing. Because I know what the F I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Some, you know, person that married some rich guy that looks gorgeous, likes a new eye cream, and you all buy it.
And so, and why are they pissed that you're having these collabs and making money and and sharing this with the world? God bless.
My experience, right?
Yeah.
An experienced doctor is going to get, you know, something different than somebody who's just still in school.
Right.
Well,
right.
If I decided to start, you know, pulling people's teeth and I'm getting real good at it. You want me to pull yours? Should I be paid for that? I've been practicing vaginal rejuvenation. Why are you getting real good at it?
Oh my God. Hilarious. Okay. So before we get into our wrap session, where can people find you? What's your socials? Give us the deets.
Erica Taylor 2347 on pretty much all the platforms. TikTok is my biggest platform. I have a healthy base on Instagram. I do a little bit on Facebook, not a ton.
Yeah.
It was always Erica Taylor 2347 and some YouTube.
All right.
Nice.
Good to know.
Okay.
But 2347 means nothing.
I know.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. Like, does that have significance?
It was 2016 and I didn't know what I was doing and there were other Erica Taylors and they just designated me that number. So
that's
nothing.
So that's just, that's you now.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good. Life. Good numbers for you. Good luck.
Yeah. It must be.
And you just had your birthday, right? Didn't you just turn 47? There you go.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. Getting into our wrap session. What is your favorite wellness or beauty hack?
Exfoliate.
Mm.
Okay. How often?
Whenever your face tells you, when you look crusty.
When you're looking abracadaver.
Skincare. You don't want to be abracadaver. How many women will stop me and say, what foundation should I get? And I'm like, do you want me to, like, just, when's the last time you exfoliated your skin? And I know when I look at someone if they exfoliate or not. And I'll never make somebody feel bad.
Yeah.
So I ask, and when they pause, I'm like, yeah, you can wear any foundation if you exfoliate.
Do you have a favorite exfoliant? What do you use?
Yeah, I love the First Aid Beauty pads. They're one and done. I'm super lazy.
Those are good.
And they're gentle. The reason when I recommend something like that, I don't just get a new one and say, this is awesome. I know that tons of my clients use it and they're also very sensitive.
Yeah.
And that's, you just use that in the morning, right? That's like the kind, or you could use it, I guess, at night too, depending.
Yeah, anytime. Just if you feel your face and touch it, touch your forehead. If it feels textural or it feels sandy, you got to exfoliate.
Yeah.
That's it. A good tip.
You're all right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good
tip. I feel like every time I put on exfoliate, like every time I do exfoliate a lot, but I feel like when I do it and like my makeup, everything looks better. And people say to me, oh, you look like glowy today. And I'm like thinking to myself, it's because I exfoliated.
No, for sure.
True story.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. 5 minute flow. Oh, you say the 5 minute flow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, Erica. This, we call it our 5 minute flow. You just got out of the shower, dried off, and Uber has pinged you. They're 5 minutes away. What are you going to put on? What are you going to do to get out the door and into that Uber in 5 minutes?
Okay. I'm going to shake my hair, put some dry shampoo, and shove it into a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'm going to use Sunday Riley Afterglow Cream because it always makes me glowy. I'm going to put on the CC It Cosmetics Nude Glow because it's got skincare coverage and SPF, plus it's glowy, all right? I'm going to take the Rare Beauty Contour Stick and eyeliner.
Boom.
That's it.
And you're set.
I'll take the eyeliner in the car. I'll do the eyeliner in the car.
That's impressive because if you can do that cat eye in the car while it's moving.
What about mascara? Do you throw on mascara or you just do the eyeliner?
If I'm an emergency, I'm doing eyeliner.
Wow. Okay.
Do you have a favorite dry shampoo?
Yes, for different reasons. Just for like really oily days, Living Proof.
Mm-hmm.
But for days that I want texture and volume, the Fakai Volume. What is it? It's right here. Because I don't have, I make my hair look fuller. Oh, the Fakai Full Blown Volume.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Complimentary with a hair. A gift with purchase.
I love that when you do your videos and you're like, oh, wait a second. I've got this. Wait, there's something right here. And it's always right there. I mean, it must be you are sitting at, I assume, your table.
So here's my, I'll show you guys.
Yeah, let's see it. This is big
behind
time.
Behind the scenes.
BTS. Oh, nice.
All your things.
Right. My skincare situations.
Ah.
Wow. The ones I use the most.
Okay.
Random hairbrush because I threw it in. Then I have like over here, like a lot of my just everyday basic.
Your go-to.
You got it
yeah.
all. It's all there.
But you have a. It looks like you have a nice little vanity light setup. So it's like.
Yeah, and then I have a little desk set up here. I had this once. I was in my bedroom.
Right, I remember that.
On a little thing like this. I love those days. I love those. But eventually, I needed more space, so we redid the basement, and I have a little
studio.
That's nice.
I love it. Okay.
Plus, my clothes are crazy. My shoes.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Tons of shoes.
I love sneakers.
Me too.
You do? What kind of sneakers do you like?
I mean, you name it. I mean, Nikes I love, New Balance, Golden Goose. What else do I have? I don't know. Adidas. I have everything. Yeah, I'm like obsessed with like a fun shoe.
Me too. I don't care if it's expensive, if it's cheap.
Yeah.
If I see it, I love it. I like the real crazy like Dunks. I think
I love the Dunks. My kids love the Dunks.
Yeah.
So good. And I love sweatshirts. Noticing that you're wearing a sweatshirt. I love a good sweatshirt. We'll send you one of our good Nirvana sweatshirts.
Send you one of ours.
Yes. We'll give you a good sweatshirt. Okay.
I'll rock it.
Okay. I love it. How do you maintain, and the last question, how do you maintain your daily Nirvana?
That's a good question. I just think that if you can't waste time on the negativity. Because it derails you.
Yeah.
So I shake it off and I try to keep laughing and find joy in everything.
I love that.
I do. With my kids, my husband, I think it's so easy to get wrapped up into the negativity. But what I always say, and even when my husband gets stressed or anyone, I go, you can't control the situation you're in, but you can control how you handle it.
That's right.
Your situation is your situation,
yeah.
Right? No matter what. But how you handle it, that's up to you.
Yeah.
And that's how you take your control back.
That's so true.
And
then you always got the wine.
Oh, please, girlfriend. And the other day, she goes, I thought you weren't drinking during the week. How's that going? I was like, oh, no, I'm drinking.
What's your favorite wine? You like a red, a white, a rosé, or at all?
The week, and I'm still have the same weight, so no. I like white. I like a Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
All right. I'm a white girl, too. Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, Sauvignon Blanc I like. But I like red, too, and rosé. I like it all.
Yeah. Me, too. Like, if I don't have a white, I'll drink the red.
Right.
If I'm there with you and you're like, I only have red, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Not saying no.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, so I'm so glad that we got to meet you. This has been such a highlight of our day, and you spent so much time with us, and we really appreciate it. And we're so happy to have you as part of the Nirvana Sisters family. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being on.
Thank you for everything that you guys do. And you're spreading joy, and you just bring happiness, and you're real. And that's why I wanted to do this with you.
You're so sweet.
Thank you. How your attitude and your energy, and it just, I totally dug it.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
I'm a mouthful. I'm a babbler.
Us too. We babble.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.